So I'm assuming you already submitted your taxes?
Yeah.
They're already good to go? Okay. Lindy and I drop our taxes off at someone who's been doing Lindy's taxes for years, like her family's stuff for years. So we just go to this guy. It's very easy.
Nice.
He calls us Thursday and says that we already signed him and everything. He was going to e-file him for us. It was going to be all done. He calls us and says there was like an issue with the e-filing because someone was trying to submit under Lindy's name as like trying to steal her identity.
Oh, shit.
It's like not a huge deal, but like we just had to do the extra steps and now we have to actually mail our taxes in.
Yeah.
But he's telling us Thursday, or was it Friday? I went on Saturday to pick him up, and tax day is the Monday.
Like right.
Yesterday, just passed, or 2 days ago. And so I get him, and they gave us the sleeves for the envelopes. I go to the post office. I'm waiting in line at the post office Monday morning.
Oh, no.
The line is huge. Line is massive. It's all right. I don't have to be really anywhere for work for any certain time. So I'll just have to wait.
Gotta get it done, too.
Finally, I get like into the room where the transactions happen. I need to buy postage for these envelopes to mail my taxes in.
Okay.
There's two lines. Well, no, there's one line. Then there's this other guy standing at another like register, like spot to go up and like do your stuff. He was standing there, but he kept saying, if anybody, he's like, I can't make any transactions here, but if anybody has mail that's ready to mail, you can give it to me. And in my head, I'm like, so you're a fucking mailbox?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, nothing. If you can't help us, actually help us, go fuck off.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I was flat. There was so many people there. And this guy is like, I can help everybody here, but actually I can't help anybody here.
There's nothing a steel drum can do that I can't.
A lady literally walked up to him and slid it in the slot in front of him and didn't even actually hand it to him. So he was literally doing the least.
Yeah.
It was insane. I wanted to jump over the counter.
Get out of here.
And grab him by his shirt.
Right. Go get somebody to fix the computer.
It was crazy. So I don't even know if the computer was down. He's just like, that's something I don't do that. Like, I don't know if it was something like he couldn't do it or he doesn't do it.
Can't do it. Sorry. But
he was also like wearing something different than the other people working at the post office. So I think he was like the manager.
He's like an intern.
Which is even worse. No, or you're right. Maybe it could be the opposite. I think he's higher up. Maybe he just got hired that day.
Okay.
If he just got hired that day, then this guy by his age... He's in a bad part in his life.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's not doing great.
So I don't know. Maybe he's actually a higher up there, but I wanted to fucking kill
him. It's like the undercover boss thing where like, you know, the postmaster general is lost. Maybe that was him. Maybe he's just like lost touch with, you know, the game, the mail game.
How fucking insane is that? You work at a place. How do you not instantly know that this guy that just started working with you at KFC is the guy who owns the place?
Right.
He's walking around going up to all the employees. Hey, what do you think about the boss? Huh? What do you think of him? Oh, it's not a dead giveaway?
Yeah.
You idiot. Welcome to Average Nobody's podcast number 139 for April 20th, 2022. I actually thought it was the 140th show, but it's not.
139?
Because we had the Google Drive file for 140. No, for 139, but we never filmed.
Okay, right.
So here we are. It's obviously, you see, it's just the Adam and I. Ryan is out tonight.
He's
so
on
it's just a duo cast.
Yep.
And just off the top, just so everybody knows, we won't be doing any celebrity birthdays, but we'll tell you why it's an interesting night to not be doing celebrity birthdays.
Right, okay, yep.
And we're not going to be doing a draft because obviously a two-person draft is kind of, it's strange.
Yeah.
But we got some stuff to talk about. First off, Love and Thunder trailer.
Okay, yep. I'll do that first.
So here, before we even get into that, here's an interesting wrinkle in all of this. Marvel now is kind of like a runaway train.
Okay.
It has... like a bunch of trains or a bunch of cars going at once. But at any moment now, one of its major box cars could just detach from the rail.
Okay.
All of these guys have been doing these movies for a very long... there's a lot of people that have been doing these movies for a long time.
Right.
When does Chris Hemsworth get out of it? Is this the movie where that's it? He's like, Thor's done? Thor is no more?
Right.
You know what I mean? When does Tom Holland call it quits? He's been doing movies for a while. Doesn't seem like it because he's one of the younger ones. But now we get Thor, Love, and Thunder that's going to answer a lot of questions, I think, going into Guardians 3.
Yep.
Which James Gunn said is going to be the last time you see the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like that version of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So there's a lot of interesting things there. Does that mean that they recast a new version from an alternate reality?
Right.
Does this...
they kill them off?
Does this... does the Jane Foster Thor that we see in Thor Love and Thunder trailer, does that replace Chris Hemsworth? And like that's it? That's
right.
The they kill all the Guardians. They kill everybody. They bring in Crashmore.
Kill everybody. Crashmore.
So anyway, but right off the top, what a trailer. What a song selection.
Yeah, that was great.
Sweet Child of Mine?
Yes.
Makes sense. He's trying to find out who he is.
Yep.
He seems like he's going to be dealing with the gods.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about yesterday with Jen. And so, like, Thor and Odin and Loki, those are, like, the Norse gods, mm-hmm. right? And now in Moon Knight, you've got the Egyptian gods.
Yeah.
And in Thor, Love, and Thunder, like, you're going to get the Greek gods, right?
Well, also in, isn't Angelina Jolie a Greek god, Greek goddess?
No, I don't think so.
In Eternals, no?
No.
Well, isn't it kind of like she is what people on Earth thought was the Greek goddess? Like they call
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, but that movie was bad.
We were talking about that yesterday as well.
So a lot of they had that, you assume that Zeus that grabs the lightning bolt. They're like in a big crowd of people, which I assume are the other gods hanging out on Mount Olympus.
Right.
Seems like he kills a Titan. Or like a Titan-esque creature, that huge fucking creature, which is actually straight from a page of...
yeah, I saw that.
Thor comic book. I saw that on Twitter, which is pretty cool. He loses his gut. Fat Thor no more.
Yep, he hits the gym.
He's banging the chains. Yep. Is that the fucking dude that he killed like 100 times, the one he... or is that just another person he's killed? Which one from Thor 2? Or Ragnarok, right at the beginning, he kills that dude and drags his head back to... you know what I'm talking about? The one that ends up coming back and destroying.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that was the same guy.
No, not the same guy. So, but this is just like he's using the chains on like a fucking monster, like
tied another up dungeon or something.
Right. It's pretty fucking badass. You see him running. You see him as a kid. He's trying to like figure out himself. He's back with the Guardians.
Right. Doesn't seem like he's going to be with them for very long, though.
No, it seems like it's just kind of like a drop off, which I was wondering because.
They're probably like in the first half hour of the movie.
So I think it's probably safe to say, and maybe it changes, but from this, it's safe to say that maybe the Guardians are not, that Thor is not going to be in the next Guardians movie.
Right.
Because there was always questions like, oh, Thor is with the Guardians now.
Is he going to be in the Guardians movie?
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not the way this is going.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. That's it looks good. I'm very excited for this. I'm excited for a non-team-up Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was a great movie.
Team-up.
It was awesome. It was a team-up.
Right.
Doctor Strange is going to be a super team-up movie.
Oh.
But, like, we haven't gotten a solo Marvel movie in a long time. Like really, like a...
Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch, yeah, maybe, yeah, right.
No, Scarlet I'm sorry, Witch. Not Scarlet... Black Widow, I mean.
I know what you meant. Yeah, Black Widow. Maybe that was the last one, and before that, like, you know, Iron Man 3?
No, like Black Panther.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, Black Panther. I wouldn't count Civil War.
No way.
Count Winter Soldier.
Nope. Maybe the last one since Black Panther.
Yeah. Solo. Black Widow, Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty
wild.
So I'm excited for it. So this is going to, and it seems like it's going to be pretty singularly focused. It's hard not to include other Marvel superheroes in these new ones, like, or current Marvel superheroes in these new movies because, like,
you
want to
see
many.
As many as you can.
You want to see them, and there's so many, like, right. And they're everywhere.
Oh, the Doctor Strange was a solo as well. That was,
yeah,
That
was that was a while ago.
I'm trying to slot it in between Black Panther and Black Widow, and I can't, you know?
Now if I search Doctor Strange release, no, that's not the one I want. But anyway, since the last time we recorded, we also saw another Marvel property by the name of Morbius.
Dr. Michael Morbius.
Dr. Michael Morbius. What did we think?
Not good. I didn't think it was good.
It was bad, in fact.
I think that is accurate.
In fact.
You say that it was bad.
In a word, terrible.
I had no idea what was happening.
Not like that is absolutely the case. That is absolutely true. What he just said is like the exact review that I will leave for this movie.
Matt, I swear to God, Tyrese introduced himself as being the FBI.
And then he was just working as a
And then he was working for the NYPD.
Yeah. That was, I didn't catch on that, but you seem to be very,
he mentions something about another. Oh, he's like, oh, remember that thing in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Obviously right. Referencing Venom.
Right.
Why would an NYPD cop be in San Francisco?
Right. Yeah, that's right. The whole thing was crazy, and the pacing was not there at all. There was no pacing. It was full on, let the throttle off, full on, let the throttle off.
Right.
I just don't think that Jared Leto is a good leading man.
I have to agree. I don't think he's a good leading man. Terrific actor.
Yeah, I think
as a supporting actor.
Yeah, in a supporting role for sure. So yeah, it was bad. And I think that at this point that Sony is they need to just let it go. Just let Marvel do all your shit.
How weird at the end with the end of that movie with a spoiler alert, Michael Keaton as the Vulture, he stayed in that universe?
That's not even what happened. What happened was he didn't stay. He was, when everybody was coming to our New York, through the tears.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's in that world.
Right.
Already.
Right.
When Doctor Strange reverses the spell, he inexplicably leaves that reality, and he's the only one. He left and went to the other. For what reason?
Yeah.
Unless it's this crazy.
No.
But it's not going to be an explanation.
No.
It's just going to be, it's going to be chaotic. And what's going to happen is now they're going to do a movie. They're for sure going to do a movie with Morbius, Vulture, probably Venom.
Kraven the Hunter.
Right.
They're doing that movie too.
Right. So, which sucks. They should just let Marvel and, Disney. Disney handle all your shit.
Right.
Sony. Don't take it. It was bad. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
So we're not doing celebrity birthdays today.
But an interesting fact about celebrity birthdays, I did decide to take a peek. And it is we have done this celebrity birthday before. I don't have the riddles we did up in front of me. Those are on my laptop at home. But just some, I remember, there was one for Andy Serkis. And then, wasn't there some creep who has had the same birthday? Sure enough, Clint Howard and Crispin Glover. two creepy guys have the same birthday. Jessica Lange, my old lady crush, 73 years old today. Not bad. Young 73.
Jessica Lange?
L-A-N-G-E. Carmen Electra, 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you. Joey Lawrence. We definitely did this day.
No, I remember doing Clint Howard.
George Takei.
Yeah, I don't remember George Takei, but I do remember Crispin Glover.
Absolutely, because you did something about
I did
Willard.
Yeah, I did a Willard.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. Yeah, so we're not going to do that today because there's only two of us, and that would be weird. And we think we've already done it before, but we're gonna actually be running into those issues now,
because
now we've officially hit an overlap from when we started doing celebrity birthdays.
I could have sworn that the last one that I did was an overlap.
You think so?
I think so.
I thought so too, but I don't think that. I don't know. I don't think it was in the end.
You know how I know? Daniel Craig.
You think so? I don't know. I don't know. Some things I've been watching. I watched this movie Windfall.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see that. And Ryan said, oh, we're watching that tonight. I said, let me know how it is. He says, Adam, it wasn't good.
Oh, really?
That's what he said to me. I guess so.
Yeah, it wasn't anything super to write home about. I think I gave it a pretty decent score on my Letterboxd app. But it was starring Jason Segel.
Right. Who I've been seeing a lot of lately.
Jesse Plemons.
Yep.
I don't know who the actress
is. Oh, the girl that plays Emily in Paris.
What's her name?
I don't know. Emily in Paris.
It is. What's Emily in Paris from? That's the name of the show? Movie?
Yeah, it's a show on Netflix.
Lily Collins.
Lily Collins, that's it.
Why does that name sound familiar? What else is she in?
Emily in Paris.
I don't watch that fucking show. Don't watch that show.
Wait, is it her?
No, I don't even think it is, nope. You idiot. Yeah. Oh, she was in Tolkien. That movie with, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Lily Collins, Emily in Paris. I'm not crazy.
Curvy Enthusiasm, yeah, Emily in Paris. Maybe that's
oh, my God, Matt, you made me thinking I was an insane person.
Okay. Yeah, so it was, so anyway, Jason Segel is like a, he's a cat burglar. Like, he breaks into people's houses, or he's just like kind of like a down on his luck, like robbing type guy.
Right.
He breaks into this like beautiful, like what I imagine is like some super rich guy's Napa like home. It's like on a vineyard,
yep.
Like, this like vacation house. He's in there fucking searching around, looking for fucking money and watches and jewelry and shit. And while he's there, obviously they surprise show up.
Right.
The husband and wife that actually own the house.
Yep.
And it's this whole like 2 day, like almost 48 hours of Jason Segel holding them hostage,
okay.
Trying to like get like shit starts happening and that he needs to keep them longer and all this crazy shit. So anyway, it's pretty decent. I didn't find it to be a super strong performance by Jason Segel.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like very monotone and like just very like, the whole time.
Yep.
But Jesse Plemons was great.
Was
he essentially was, they kind of like mashed Zuckerberg, Bezos, and Elon Musk together as like stereotypical billionaire
super
guy.
Super eccentric.
Tech, right. Yes. So kind of a dick.
Like how Michael Fassbender was in Steve Jobs.
Yeah, kind of a little more dickish, like overtly dickish.
Right.
But yeah, kind of like that.
Almost cocky.
Yeah. Jesse Plemons was good. Lily Collins was also pretty good. But there wasn't a lot of great dialogue for her. But I think Jesse Plemons had all the good lines. And there's really like there's them and then there's a gardener. Like that's the whole movie.
That's
it's four,
it.
Four people with no other cast.
I've been rewatching How I Met Your Mother and seen a lot of Jason Segel lately. So when I saw that come out, I was like, oh, maybe I'll check it out. And then Ryan told me that, and I've been hesitant to check it out.
He's also, it's funny too, because Jason Segel is also very, he's like, for an actor, he's uncomfortably tall.
Yes.
And he like totally throws off a lot of shot, like a lot of scenes because of how off-puttingly tall he is.
He's so big. Like it's, how did they land on him and Allison Hannigan being husband and wife?
I know. Every shot for them has to be like super wide. But like how I'm thinking is like, you look back at the movie and a lot of scenes they're sitting down on couches talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it can be like even, like even level. Yeah.
Boosted up.
Because otherwise
down.
It's like, and also this house that they rented or were for the movie, to film the movie, you could tell a super low budget, like not a lot. Like if we had Jason Segel and Jesse Plemons, like we could rent this Airbnb and shoot this movie.
Okay.
Like, no actors at all.
Right. Just
limited special effects. But yeah, he was just uncomfortably tall, like going through the house. The house was like had low ceilings, and he's kind of like just like he's not ducking, but it looks weird.
Right.
And Jesse Plemons is like a normal height guy, like maybe a little less than normal height.
Yep.
So it looks totally off because he's like fucking 6'6".
You can tell there's a huge size difference.
Yeah. So decent. I also, Netflix for a while had this, like, you know how sometimes if you're scrolling through Netflix and they'll be like 80s action movies and it'll have like all like things. Whatever the category was, I forget the name, but it was essentially just every Ben Affleck movie ever.
Whoa.
It's like Armageddon, like all of his movies, and then The Sum of All Fears.
Sweet.
Which was an interesting time to watch because literally Russia had just started. When I watched this, Russia had just started their conquest of Ukraine. And essentially, The Sum of All Fears is about, it's like Russia versus America versus Iran. And nuclear missiles and shit. Crazy shit.
That's Affleck. A crazy movie.
Ben Affleck. Amazing performance.
Very good.
Very good performance. Love Ben Affleck in it. I had never seen it before, so.
I saw it one time, and I just remember being, like, blown away.
And fucking, let me read the cast.
Wasn't Bruce Willis in that?
No.
Are you sure?
You thinking Tears of the Sun?
Yes, I am thinking of Tears of the Sun.
See.
Shit, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Wait, The Sum of All Fears 2? Yeah, 2002. Yeah, that's right. Morgan Freeman, Ben Affleck, and then you got the game players. James Cromwell is the president. He's the warden in the fucking the Adam Sandler prison football movie.
Oh, the Warden. Fuck, who is that?
It's like, it's this guy. Hold on, I'm going to bring up a picture of him.
I'm too far away.
He's in a Green Mile. He's in, hold on. You can't see the TV?
I can't see the picture. It's too small.
I'm bringing it up. This guy.
Oh, yeah. Great casting.
You know who I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, like, I do.
He's the Warden in the Green Mile, too.
He's always an authoritative figure.
Yes.
Hey, who's next in line to be this guy? Tywin Lannister. Or he already is that guy. But the guy who plays Tywin Lannister.
So this was a great movie. I liked it a lot. I'd never seen it before. And what else have I watched? Fucking Ryan and Chad both have been pushing me to watch Severance.
Yeah, it's same from Ryan.
Very good. I won't go into the depth that I went to in the other things because I want you to watch it and not be ruined by it. But it is a really fucking cool like sci-fi concept.
Okay.
And like sci-fi-ish concept, but also just like dystopian like concepts and shit like that. Fucking bananas. Anyway, Adam Scott is great in it. Can't say enough good things. And also Christopher Walken is in it. And
he's
fucking fantastic.
Yep.
And John Turturro is so good. And I was texting Ryan this. I'm like, I forget. I so often forget that John Turturro is so good. And he literally, everything he's in, I'm always saying that. And he just like is fucking fantastic. He nails it. And then I watch all of Ted Lasso in less than a day.
Jesus.
Yeah. I watched Severance and Ted Lasso the entire, so two seasons of Ted Lasso and the season of Severance over 3 days.
Holy shit.
I was powering through it. Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you have those runs.
Ted Lasso's really good. I really fucking enjoyed it. I felt like I wasn't as super like sucked into season two as I was season one.
Okay.
Because there was a lot more at stake in season one with like Ted's. Did you see it?
No.
You haven't seen it?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, there's a lot more at stake.
I'm not a millionaire with Apple TV.
There's a lot. It's like $4 a month. There's a lot at stake with Ted's personal life in the first one, and you lose a lot of that in the second one. I think that's a detriment, but then they kind of like they replace it with something else that's happening to Ted that he can't figure out. But it's a really good feel-good show for the most part, so I like that. And then I went to go see Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. Was that good?
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. It is like, I went with my brother and Lindy's dad, which I don't think he enjoyed it.
Squad.
Once you see it, once you watch it, you'll understand why he probably...
How did you end up with that crew?
I was going with Mitch, and then we were out to dinner with Lindy's family, and Lindy's dad likes to go see movies.
Oh, okay.
But some movies that he wants to go see, Lindy's mom won't go see.
Right.
So sometimes he'll come with me or we'll go together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is kind of maybe not the first time, but this is kind of how I told him. I was like, if you ever want to go to see something, usually I'll want to see it.
Right.
Let me see. I'm just going to bring up the IMDb page. But I didn't see a trailer for this before I saw it. I really knew nothing about it except for that Michelle Yeoh was in it. And she was fucking awesome. And also the actor who plays Short Round in Indiana Jones.
Oh, really?
Isn't he? He's the husband. That's the first thing Mitch said when he sat in the movies. He goes, I think that's Short Round. And I was like, I think you're right. He's also in the Goonies. I've never seen the Goonies.
Oh, me neither.
So, yeah, a lot of people get mad at us for that. But it's great. There's a performance by Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie that I don't think she'll ever top.
Yeah.
She's been in a lot of great movies. I don't think that
That movie with Arnold?
Oh, fuck. What is that movie? It's a great fucking movie.
True Lies. Sean loves that movie.
That's a great movie.
There's nothing wrong with that. The movie is so long.
Michelle Yeoh is so fucking good in this. And the concept is so sci-fi, like wacky shit. It's funny. It's like at some points it's like thriller-esque. It's everything. It really is. It's really Everything Everywhere All at Once. It is fucking so good, and it's so different than every other movie that's in theaters.
Yeah.
It could easily, like, they do the multiverse angle that Marvel's doing, but in a totally different way.
Okay.
It's very cool. So, yeah, I highly recommend that.
Awesome.
It's great. And that's really it. I'm sure I lost a few things in the cracks, but that's about it.
All right. So you were talking about Sum of All Fears, and I watched recently a war movie that I've been dying to see. Finally got a chance to watch it. 1917. Never saw it. I was blown away. Loved it. I love that concept of one shot the entire movie, and it's so impressive and it's so suspenseful.
Yeah,
it works on so many different levels. How like you know they could be stationary, but the camera's moving around them. They're you know it was like, and it was nonstop too. It really felt like you were with them that whole journey. Obviously, like time moves a little bit faster.
Yeah.
In the movie, but. It's just the way it was done is so impressive.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew that it was going to be like that ahead of time. I did not expect it to be that well done. I really only noticed one or two spots where, oh, they probably cut there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that was awesome. Great, great movie, like cinematography, sound. I thought the two guys, the two main actors were good. And then like all of the, you know, famous British actors cameos like Benedict Cumberbatch is at the end and
yeah.
Mark Strong is in it and Rob Stark and the guy Moriarty from Sherlock, like there's a lot of good cameos. Colin Firth right at the beginning,
yes
that's who they get he's the commander,
yeah,
like the
yep.
guy on top,
yeah.
So that I thought that was really cool.
We got two really good war movies in a few years of one another.
Yeah,
Dunkirk and 1917. Like yeah. really all-time great war movies.
Right.
Like told from a specific like event.
Yeah. Like a unique perspective of yeah. it too.
Pretty cool. That you, I mean, Hacksaw Ridge maybe was another good one from the last 10 years.
I never saw that.
It's decent. It got nominated. Vince Vaughn was a goof in it.
Really?
He's trying to be serious, but I just can't take him seriously. But yeah, it was pretty good. Andrew Garfield is great. But yeah, 1917 was awesome. I loved it.
So, also, Jen and I have been watching a lot of murder documentaries.
Mm.
We watched one called Catching Killers. Very good. It's like a couple
What's that on?
It's Netflix.
Okay.
It's a couple of seasons, and you know how, like, you see these serial killer documentaries, and they're, like, you know, an eight-part, one like, 1 hour apiece, eight-part, like, series. Like, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's an investment.
Yeah.
But these are all, like, it like 45 minutes to an hour each episode, and it's the whole case in one episode. And they do like four cases a season. And it's like the actual detectives that worked on the case being interviewed.
That's cool.
For it. It's yeah, really cool.
Like that.
Really well done. Watch another one called Sophie about a weird murder in Ireland, because it's like still a mystery to this day. And it was like in the 90s, I think. And like that doesn't happen there. You know what I mean? Like people don't get killed in Ireland. So like that, like how this happened. World's Most Wanted. Dude, World's Most Wanted was wild.
What's that?
It's on Netflix. It's about the current most wanted people in the world.
Okay.
Like the first one is insane. It's this guy.
It's not Coney 2012. Remember that guy?
Oh,
remember when everybody was losing their fucking underwear trying to save the fucking whatever, the Sudan or wherever he's
yeah,
from?
Yeah, yeah.
Causing massacres. Coney?
Yeah.
2012.
No, he was. I don't think so.
No.
I think people
forgot about Coney.
Anyways, in the first episode was this. Remember El Guapo, that guy?
El Chapo? Yeah, yeah.
So this is the same cartel, but it's the guy that's on top of El Chapo. His name was. El Mayo, they called him. But the people, like, they interviewed people from the cartel. Like, they just call him, like, Padre. Like, they don't even say his nickname. This guy is worth billions of dollars. He can't travel anywhere, but, like, they cannot catch him because he's obviously been, if he's the head of a cartel, he's been active for a very long time.
Yeah.
They don't know what his face looks like.
What?
They have, like, pictures of him from, like, 25 years ago.
That's crazy.
That's what they got.
He just, like, well, for a while, that was how El Chapo was.
Right.
El Chapo was, like,
super mysterious.
And they talk
about that, and then, like, something happened where, like, he started being bold.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what else.
That's what got him caught.
Sean Penn went over there and fucking ratted him out. That's how he got caught the first time.
Yeah, actually, I think that's true.
Yeah, fucking crazy. Or the second time, whatever. He kept getting out.
So
when you're on the most wanted list, does that mean that they are actively trying to arrest you? They are actively trying to bring you in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was, I won't get into them, but there, like, one of them was about like this guy who basically incited a genocide in Africa. Like, they killed 800,000 people.
That sounds familiar.
With machetes in 3 months.
I'll bring up the most wanted list. Is the FBI's most wanted list?
I believe so. What the fuck was his name?
This one isn't updated or whatever, but.
Just search the show.
What's the name of the show?
World's Most Wanted.
Let's see. Yeah, El Mayo.
Yep.
I don't know how you say that. That's the genocide in Rwanda you were talking about. Third episode is Samantha.
What's the guy in the second Luke season? Wade? The second episode. This girl, that's like a girl.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that.
That's like a girl that works for the Taliban or something and organizes, like, terrorist attacks.
Russian mafia boss.
Yep, that
Simon Moglevich.
That was wild, too. They led you to believe that he's being protected by the government hard.
Okay. And the last one is The Last Godfather.
This fucking guy? So when he was...
Oh, look.
This guy...
Cosa Nostra's Last Godfather.
Yeah. He this is another guy. They don't know what his voice sounds like. That's the only picture they have of him.
That's crazy. And he is just like off the grid.
When he was basically born into the mafia.
He was
trained to be a killer, like trained to be a mafia hitman his whole life. And then he got old enough and his uncle or something wanted to be like the head of all the mafia families in Sicily.
Yeah.
So this guy killed all of them.
Oh, it's a good way to like clear up
the
competition.
The nephew, like he killed all of them. He's killed judges and witnesses in Italy. They don't fucking know what he looks like. They don't have his voice.
That's crazy. I don't know how, and that's like, you got to be doing a real good job of hiding yourself if like nowadays you can't get caught.
Yeah.
What do you, so going back to what you were saying about El Mayo, he's a billionaire.
Yep.
Can't do anything really with that money besides buy, essentially right now he's essentially buying his safety with it.
Right. Right. They talk about how like he owns, like the city that they're out of, he owns the city.
How can you not find out? How can you not find people now?
It's insane. Nowadays?
You know, I guess it's a lot of uncharted world out there. Yep. You don't realize it.
Yep. Oh, I got it. The guy in the second episode, Felician Kabuga his name. Guy.
Felician Kabuga.
And he,
right.
Like, he like bought a radio station, started all this like hate speech toward a rival tribe over there that his tribe, like he believed that they were like the lesser of the two tribes. So he like on the radio station would like incite hate. So people who listen to the station would hate the people from these other tribes.
That's crazy.
And then like after some time of the radio station, he bought like hundreds of thousands of machetes and gave them to the people listening to his station. And in 3 months, they killed almost 1 million people with machetes.
Oh my God.
Machetes and acid.
That's crazy.
Yep. Dude, this is in the 90s. Bodies piled up on the side of the road. It's absurd.
Holy shit.
Like, I couldn't believe it was real.
It's crazy. I got to watch the show immediately.
It's good. All right. Sorry. I spent way too long on that.
The drug cartel ones always get me.
Yep.
Like, that shit blows my mind.
I got to switch it up.
Look at this guy. Reward of up to $15 million to find him.
Yep.
You know why?
Why?
Because they have to outbid whatever he's paying the people to keep him safe.
Right. And that's how much it costs to keep him safe.
That's fucking bananas.
Yep.
But you know what? If I am someone that's in his crew and I had the inkling that I wanted to get out.
Yep.
And my way of doing it is turning him into the FBI. But you literally, the FBI, I don't know, think you could go anywhere in the world where you would be safe.
No, nowhere. Not if that's how much it costs.
Right. Like, if they give you that and even put you in witness protection program, like, I don't think you're safe.
No.
Because and I think that in the El Chapo documentary, they alluded to, like, El Chapo having people in the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real thing. Like, he's narrowly escaped before.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was tipped off.
Yeah, totally. Sorry.
Keep it's going. Okay. I watched This Is a Robbery, about the robbery of a bunch of paintings from a museum in Boston. Actually, really cool. I think it was they lead you to believe that it was like a small crime crew that did it, not like the Italian mafia or the Irish mafia. I watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I watched a couple episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hilarious.
Great show.
I watched two shows on Netflix called Behind Her Eyes and Stay Close. Both like thrillers, both good. If I had to choose between them, Behind Her Eyes.
Okay.
Just to, you know, take it for what you will. I watched some new Riverdale. Matt, this show, remember I was told you I was saving this?
I don't want.
Well, so last season they were in Rivervale, an alternate reality, right?
Yeah.
And something happens where like the two realities collide for a minute and Archie's house blows up. And Archie and Betty are in the house boning and Jughead's in the garage. And the house explodes, but they all survive. Matt, now they have superpowers.
No.
Archie has super.
No.
Archie has super strength.
No.
Becky can see crime.
No, Adam.
Betty. Betty can see crime.
What do you mean she can see crime? I can see crime.
Jughead is like, I haven't gotten to what his thing is yet, but he's like deaf now. But he like hears things. But Betty like, so. She was at the hospital, right? And she saw this guy and there was like a red glow around his head. And then the next night at the hospital, somebody gets murdered. And then she like looks into this guy. He's been murdering people around the country as an orderly.
Oh my God.
She can see crime.
That's
now.
Insane. So people who
Veronica,
commit crime, everybody would have red around their heads.
Yeah.
Anybody that ever downloaded a song on Napster and Riverdale.
Yep.
Getting have red around their head. It's like Minority. That's Minority Report.
What's her face? Veronica had her dad assassinated. So that happened.
So he's dead.
You're led to believe he's dead. I don't know if he actually is.
Nobody's dead. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever dead except for Luke Wilson.
Right.
Oh, what's his name? Yeah, right. That's his name. Archie's dead.
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
So anyways, that show is happening again, but it's off the rails.
God damn. That show gets crazier and crazier.
It does.
Literally is outdoing itself.
I watched Dune again. I watched The Batman again. I watched Halloween Kills for the first time. Really good.
Mm.
1917. Watched one of my favorite movies, Interstellar.
Great movie.
Absolutely
Can't
amazing
beat it.
Movie. I watched this movie called The Lost Daughter with Jen, with Olivia Colman.
No,
not that good. Not it. The trailer misled us.
No.
We thought it was going to be much more like mystery thriller. It wasn't at all. Like she was just like about the struggles of this particular woman. Rat in the Kitchen and Britain's Best Home Cook. That's what I've been watching.
Cool.
Rat in the Kitchen's fun. And I love.
What's that?
It's like, it's a sabotage show. So there's six chefs and they're like, they have to cook different dishes, in a time frame. Right. And one of them is like the saboteur and like tries to sabotage all the dishes. And the more sabotages they do, then the more money the rat wins. But if they catch the rat at the end, then all the five other people win money. It's cool.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a really good one. Big fan of that area.
I got to catch up with Moon Knight. Haven't watched any of it. We're getting Obi-Wan soon.
You know what I'm really interested in watching is that show coming on HBO called it's on HBO, We Own the City.
Oh.
The same people that did The Wire.
Yeah.
So this show came out on Sunday. Premiered on Sunday. The 17th.
We were at Ryan's on the 16th.
Correct. We were at Ryan's on the 16th, which is a Saturday. And this whole time we're there, Ryan tells us, oh, you got to watch this show. Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but it's the same guys as The Wire. It's going to be awesome. All excited about it. And then he texted me today and he says the greatest lie Ryan Fogarty ever told was to himself when he convinced himself that show came out on the 16th when it actually came out on the 17th.
So he went to go watch it and it wasn't there.
It hadn't premiered yet. But he lied to himself so much that he believed that it was already out. The greatest lie Ryan Fogarty ever told.
I'm interested in watching. I want to see John Bernthal. I like John Bernthal.
Oh, need him.
Leave him, love him and stuff. Would love him to reprise his role as the Punisher in a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Oh, and last but not least, I finished my rewatch of How I Met Your Mother.
Hilarious. You finished the whole thing?
Yep. Hilarious show.
Yeah.
Very, very funny. But like the mother, I was pissed that they killed the mother at the end of the last season.
Yeah, that was such a weird choice.
But watching it, like binging it, not that bad.
Yeah.
Not that bad. She really wasn't in it much.
Yeah.
Really wasn't.
Well, I thought about the other day, kind of in the same vein, I thought of rewatching all of Game of Thrones.
Nope, can't do it.
But see, here's the thing. I was thinking, like, is that ending going to have the big sting that it did? Because the last time I watched it, and the only time I watched it, we were waiting for, like, weeks for the season finale.
Yep.
And then
series
finale, and it finally comes and it sucked.
Yeah.
But that's in the same thing as How I Met Your Mother. Like, if, as long as you, like, zoom through it, you don't really, like, wait on it too much.
Oh,
you,
I see what you're
like,
saying.
Because, like, you get all that awesome stuff that happened at the end of the episode before.
Right.
And you can just, like, ignore everything.
Yeah. I've never felt more at a loss than when Game of Thrones ended. I, like, looked down at my hands and I was like, what have I done?
I tried to play it off, like, for a while. I tried to play it off like it was fine. But the show is so good, it just really disappointed me. And so I was just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, it's over now.
Yeah. I was had a mini panic attack about how much time I wasted on that show. Like, reading the book, well, listening to the books.
Yeah.
Like, watching and rewatching the episodes.
Did you just correct yourself just because of Justine?
Huh?
Did you just correct yourself just because of Justine?
What do you mean?
Like, was she correct you? Is that why you said that? Listen to the books over read the books?
Yo, she probably would, yeah.
Isn't she, who always corrects you when you say that? Is it Justine?
Yeah, Justine does.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you mean, yeah, you read them, did you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we did waste a lot of time with that show.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
And to listen to them is like laborous. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of listening
to books
a lot
is
of hours.
For me than reading them.
I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed doing it. And the guy that did the Game of Thrones ones, massively talented. Like, it was one guy doing all the voices. And you knew who was who.
Oh, that's
like, you
cool
knew
that
who
did
Tyrion.
Voices?
When he was doing Tyrion, you fucking knew it was Tyrion.
Okay. I like that.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Every single voice.
Is it George R. R. Martin doing it?
No, he didn't. It's scumbag.
He's the video game that he's associated with that just came out like a month or two ago, Elden Ring.
Yeah, people got their dicks hard about that.
People are very excited. They love this game.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like, I'm bad at that type of game, so I haven't played it. But yeah, people love
it. Like an adventure game?
Yeah, it's an open world, like, but it's from this company that is known for making like gruesomely hard, like, fighting games, like, okay, open world, like, one-on-one, like, fighting, dodging and parrying and all that shit. You have to, like, be very precise. And I'm not good at those games, so. But George R. R. Martin apparently had something to do with the lore of the game, and people are, like, losing their minds over it. Can't finish that last book, though.
Two more, I think.
Is it two more?
I don't know.
And now we're on the heels of the Targaryen show coming out on HBO.
Right.
What do you think's going to happen there? You got the other.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I hate myself.
The bad vampire from Morbius is in it.
Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Yep. He played Prince Philip in the first two seasons of The Crown.
Yes. And he was also one of the doctors from Doctor Who.
Yep. He's in a couple things.
So I think that's it. No draft today. No celebrity birthdays kind of got us leaving wanting, but.
Wanted to get in the studio, unload. Now I can delete my list.
Yeah, I gotta stop. It's been too long. I definitely forgot some shit, but
yeah.
I'm trying to think about it. I only went to the movies for Morbius and for Everything Everywhere, I think. Unless we saw something else in between. Well, the Batman, but we podcasted since then.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right. That's it. Average Nobody's Podcast, number 139 from the vault. We out.